Welcome to what feels like a special edition of NAPIT's What's Current podcast. For those tuning in that are used to seeing the regular host from the technical team, they can't be with us today. So from the NAPIT couch, we've got myself, Steve Melton, the Commercial and Compliance Director. To my right is Nigel Richardson, the External Affairs Manager. And to my left, Lauren Cosgrove, Head of Sales. And our special guests, I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
Alex Hughes, Head of Scheme at MCS. So I lead the Scheme Management Team, oversee the operations of the Scheme to ensure successful delivery.
And I'm Ian Rippin, I'm Chief Exec of MCS.
Thanks guys, thanks for joining us. So obviously so much talk in the industry about the Scheme redevelopment. Talk us through, where is it at, how's it going for you guys?
So it's been a journey for sure. All started with a kind of piece of research we did a couple of years ago highlighting issues with the scheme, so kind of from the consumer perspective, but also the installer perspective. So kind of key highlights from the consumer research is that consumers really want an MCS certified installer that's competent. They want products fitted that are, you know, fit for purpose and also MCS certified. And you also want that reassurance that if something does go wrong, there is kind of that redress process. And then I guess from the installer side, kind of, you know, pain points highlighted with respect to like the assessment kind of experience, a lot of different kind of organisations that they have to deal with when they're trying to achieve MCS certification, and also kind of just wanting a lot more kind of support from MCS as a scheme owner. That then led us to kind of form kind of what the reforms are. Ian, I don't know if you want to talk a bit about some of those proposals.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I just reflect what Alex has said there. The feedback from installers was that they really do want a governing body and they respect standards, but they didn't actually like MCS. So what we published just recently is the new scheme, and it is all about accessibility, making it easier to understand. So I think complexity is the enemy of compliance. That's the way we think about it. So we believe this reformed MCS that is only now being published, it's not available yet, maybe we can talk about that, addresses some of the concerns that installers were raising with us over the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and these proposals that we will go into, I mean, we publicly consulted, we listened to what installers especially had to say. I think out of the consultation, over half of the respondents were installers, so it is really good that we had that engagement and kind of were testing some of these proposals.
Yeah, agreed. And obviously, as a certification body, we hear the same as you, don't we? It's very paperwork heavy as it stands at the moment. So obviously, as you've said, the scheme documents are live. What does that actually mean, though, for an installer?
Sure. I mean, by it means that they can start to familiarise themselves with it. I mean, NAPIT, as with the other CBs, NAPIT now goes through a process of adding the new MCS to the scope. Mm-hmm. So it isn't available to installers today. Installers right now need to carry on, as they are, being compliant with the existing MCS. And this is the nature of standards. We typically publish a new version of a standard. It doesn't become mandatory for some time because the audience that it's addressing needs to understand it. Same here. So installers need to, if they have a look at it, really interested in capturing their feedback. But then in time, when NAPIT has gone through its accreditation for the new MCS, then NAPIT will be able to offer it to your installers.
Yeah.
And that's a few months away at least.
Yeah,
and totally appreciate that installers are hungry to get onto the redevelop scheme, but as Ian says, they need to appreciate that the certification bodies like NAPIT need to get prepared as well as the installers, and kind of there will be that transition period following kind of scheme publication. But, you know, now the documents are out there, that definitely was a very big milestone that we were working towards. Great that kind of the new requirements are in the public domain now and installers can start to adapt these new requirements into their kind of business operations.
Yeah, and obviously throughout this transition period, NAPIT will be keeping installers up to date on point. It won't be one day you're on current scheme and then the next it's kind of new scheme and we'll expect everyone to be ready. So it is that transitional period.
Yeah, we anticipate the transition is probably a year. frankly. Mm-hmm. So as installers whose assessments become due with NAPIT, once NAPIT is able to offer it, can then start to talk to installers about how they migrate over to the new MCS and take advantage of everything that's in it. But that there's no rush, there's no fire sale. It needs to be measured. Right now then, to be really clear, installers need to comply with MCS today, which means they need to maintain a consumer code, they need to buy insurance-backed guarantees, all the things they're used to, just carry on doing until you hear from NAPIT and they will tell you when you're ready to migrate them over.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you. So I think it'd be really good if you could give us an overview in layman's terms of what are the changes to the new scheme.
So I suppose from kind of the top level, how the scheme is made up is changing. So it's kind of now formed into a scheme of two halves. CBEs like NAPIT are still going to assess. They're still going to assess against the technical standards. However, MCS, kind of as a governing body, is going to take more of a role in terms of approving installers. So that'll be kind of looking at, you know, how their businesses are made up through to kind of how they kind of treat and protect consumers. With the kind of scheme being made up differently now, there's also kind of new documents that are being introduced. So the kind of two biggies for installers are the installer operating requirements. Think of that as your kind of framework for gaining and maintaining certification through the scheme. The other one is the customer commitment. So this is all about, you know, how you as an installer treat your customer fairly and kind of what kind of things do you put in place to ensure that if something does go wrong, you are protecting that consumer. I think from the assessment side, assessments are going to be a lot more kind of consistent. There'll be less focus on kind of the paperwork side that exists today, and that's where kind of we hear a lot of the pain points coming from. Anything you would add, Ian, on kind of what we're doing from a consumer protection side?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that under today's MCS, you need to be a member of a consumer code.
Mm-hmm.
As you move, as an installer moves onto the new MCS, that'll become a choice.
Yep.
It won't be mandatory, and the reason for that is, as Alex has described, inside the new MCS, MCS is going to be running far more of the consumer protection. So complaint management, for example, outreach to customers, that will all be part of what MCS is bringing to the party. We heard from installers that it's just, well, I'm getting my MCS, but I've got to comply with NAPIT, and I've got to join a consumer code. It gets really confusing. So we're trying to declutter.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, as Alex described, it's two halves.
Yep.
It's you must comply with your NAPIT certification. Technical requirements of the scheme aren't really changing, but you also need to satisfy the scheme, and that's us. So
that's really
NAPIT cool. And MCS working in partnership.
Yeah.
Where do you think the installers will see the real benefits from the change?
I think one of the key things, and we refer to this as delivered quality, I think great installers want to evidence that they are doing great work in the field. And it becomes then less about back office and paperwork. So I think the real change is how they'll interact with you, NAPIT. That's key. I suppose the other bit is around their experience of MCS. We want a close relationship with installers. We felt for 16 years MCS has existed, we felt at arm's length. So we're stepping in to manage the scheme. We want to help installers be the best they can be. And our commitment to them is anytime we hear of a problem from one of their customers, the very first thing we'll do is talk to the installer. Because everybody has a bad day. So we need to be talking to installers to say, we've heard there's a problem. How do we help you get it right? So that relationship, I think we think that's a benefit. I'm sure installers, when they start working with my team, will see that as well. So those are the two key bits.
And that will be bound by a new contract called the installer agreement that will be entered into between an installer and MCS. And a lot of that is about, as Ian mentions, working in partnership with the installer. That installer agreement isn't publicly available on the website now in conjunction with the other documents that went live, but there is a summary in the installer operating requirements that talks about some of the key obligations within the installer agreement.
Yeah, I think that's really positive as well, because obviously when we're talking to installers, it's, well, who does what? I've got my consumer code, I've got you, and then MCS don't really know what fits where. So
yeah.
That is feedback that I'm sure we've all heard.
Yeah, and it's really hard to do things in as
yeah.
well, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
who do I go to first? Who do I go to
yeah.
first?
Yeah, and do I know? I've got to get my consumer code, and
yeah.
until I've got that, then my assessment
mm-hmm.
card. So we've done some pilot work with NAPIT to make sure that flows better.
Yeah.
So of course you get your MCS certification from NAPIT, you get your scheme checks from MCS, but they're intertwined,
mm-hmm.
so it feels like it's running along in parallel. That's what we
yeah.
hope. There might be a few teething issues, but I'm confident we're going to be able to run this well for installers.
Yeah, and for consumers as well.
Indeed.
You know, is it technical? Is it, at the moment, it's almost like the consumer has to work out where they need to
yeah,
go depending on whatever issue
yeah.
they might have.
Yeah.
And I think that because, let's face it, this technology, in particular heat pumps, is still unfamiliar to most people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an unreasonable expectation on consumers that they self-diagnose the problem with their installation, they don't know whether it's they've been missold or whether it's not working
mm-hmm.
because it's not been designed right, or the workmanship's poor, whatever it is. In the future, MCS will be the place for consumers to come.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the work to determine what the root cause of the problem is. And if that's not possible over the phone, we'll go to site.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that's part of how you manage complaints well. Go early to site, work with the installer directly, diagnose the problem, then the consumer's got a realistic expectation of what resolution looks like. And to be fair to the installer then, they know, right, I know I've got to do this, I've got to fix it.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of the installers actually are quite horrified when MCS hears about a complaint. And the first thing they do is, right, okay, we'll get it sorted.
We'll make it right.
But there are difficult consumers as well as challenging
yeah.
installers. So we will be fair and balanced in our approach.
Linked to that, we will be rolling out customer outreach through the scheme. So we have piloted that already, doing outreach on behalf of Ofgem for the boiler upgrade scheme, kind of to test satisfaction rate. So we'll be rolling that out scheme wide. So that'll really, you know, when a customer's has an MCS certified installation, they've got that certificate, kind of that contact from MCS will really kind of embed the MCS brand. So kind of there'll be a natural transition if something does go wrong or they've got a pain point. Kind of obviously they've got to raise that with the installer first, but kind of forming that relationship between the consumer and MCS.
And you've done some of that so far already?
Yeah, so piloted that with, like I say, the boiler upgrade scheme. I think, again, it's positive that satisfaction rates on heat pumps are really positive at that. I don't have the number off the top of my head how many
yeah.
calls we've done, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's
yeah.
over 40,000 contacts with consumers.
Yeah.
And we do that in conjunction, as Alex says, in partnership with Ofgem. Over typically 95% of the people we talk to, when we do make contact with the vast majority of people, that's something to do with the demographic. You know, they're at home and they're, you know, very proud of their heat pump, so that the satisfaction rates are actually, we think, higher than gas boilers. So as I say, the vast majority of installers do great work, and that comes through on the boiler upgrade scheme stats. But there are, then, we do talk to a few consumers who go, well, I'm not sure I've got, I don't know what I've got. My installation isn't finished. Problems like that need to be sorted out.
Mm.
The vast majority are very satisfied with their heat pump.
Yeah, and that outreach will be part of kind of a broader monitoring piece. So we want to make better use of data and intelligence to kind of monitor installer activity. And we've invested quite a lot into the systems at MCS to ensure kind of we're getting a broad scope of what's going on in the market, and kind of, you know, highlighting where there's risk with respect to installers and, you know, installations that they're delivering.
Okay. Will you be looking at the performance of the installs as well? Is it a case of, is the install completed correctly, and then will there be a period of time when you check the efficiency expectations with the customer?
I mean, I suppose it might be long term that we look into that, because I suppose it's different speaking to a consumer the minute they've had their installation
yeah.
done versus, you know, a year down the line where they're actually got experience of living with the heat pump. So I think there's possibly potential there.
Certainly there's an opportunity to do that. And I mean, heat pumps, it's the Internet of Things, isn't it? You can can log into the heat pump. And later this year, we'll start to look at the product certification scheme, because MCS is not just about install, it's about the testing of the product. So that's it's a great idea to be able to see real life in performance versus factory out the factory gate. So
I think it'd be good to increase consumer confidence and increase the traction in the installs throughout the country as well. Because I think when people see that the installs are done to a very high standard and they are working as they were sort of projected to do, the confidence will grow again.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as we've been handling more and more of the complaints, and there aren't a lot, but as we centralise that for the entirety of the scheme into MCS, that gives us the intelligence that we need to determine what are the common issues. Mm-hmm. So some of the initiatives that are going to come later in the year is we're going to make that data available to the sector. So training, for example, that should be informed by, well, this is a common problem with fitting solar PV. So as an industry and an industry body, we want to show that we're raising standards, because we're all about standards. And the evidence of that is saying, well, last year, the common issue on solar PV, these are the top five. This year, it's not the same. You know, so we've actually moved the standard up. So that's what we hope. And that's why, as Alex said, we've invested in our systems so we can get that holistic view of how an installer's performing, how a product's performing, consumers, how they're responding to the technology. And that's going to help manufacturers, it's going to help certification. So, yeah, we want to inform, and we do inform government. So, make sure that what you put in the MCS installation database is correct, because that data is informing future policy.
Great for installers looking to come into the renewables sector as well, to have that kind of, okay, I can see what research has been done, what the findings are, how it's growing. So, yeah, I think that's really helpful.
And it may be in time we add that to the MCS data dashboard, which is freely available. Just Google MCS data dashboard. You log in, and we don't use that data for anything other than we want to know who's using it. And it'll show you by country, by technology, all sorts of data that we collect. So, and we know that government use that information to inform policy. So it is really important that we collect data accurately.
You just mentioned informing government policy a couple of times there.
Yeah.
The new government has obviously made quite a few announcements around wanting to build 1.5 million new homes, boiler upgrade scheme, warm homes plan. Which of those areas, or which of those sort of technology areas, do you think holds the most opportunities for NAPIT members and MCS?
I mean, great question. Yeah, and there's a lot happening, isn't there? Seems to be a lot of announcements, not quite Trump style, but we're getting a lot of announcements all at once. So boiler upgrade scheme recently has had another, I think it's 25 million. So boiler upgrade scheme for heat pumps looks to be getting some traction now. And we see that in our numbers. I think the warm homes plan will do more around the eco and making sure that they're quality installations, because they're different types of program. So I think there's lots of opportunity for heat pump, and we're seeing the numbers go up monthly now, record year last year for heat pumps. But then you've got solar PV. I think the Future Home Standard, which is due out this year, has been consulted on by government already. Option one in there is to include mandatory solar, and there's, I think, something like 45% of the floor space of a home. So in a way, the answer is all of the technologies are quite exciting and offer an opportunity to NAPIT members, definitely. Heat pumps seem to be growing, but from a low base. But solar, it's grown, and we thought last year was a record year when I think it was 180,000 or so solar PV installs under MCS. It's growing at a slower rate, but it's still growing. 2024 was another record year.
Yeah, and from the kind of heat pumps versus solar, especially with new builds, so in the MIRDAR database, we capture whether an installation is deployed in an existing building or a new building. With solar, actually, last year, 30% of solar PV installations registered through MCS were on kind of new builds. So ahead of, anything to do with Future Home Standard, there's clearly developers out there now that want that kind of quality mark for the solar PV that they deploy in. For heat pumps, the proportion is slightly less, so about 13% last year of heat pumps were deployed in kind of new builds, so it's showing kind of outside of that boiler upgrade scheme space that kind of there is the demand for kind of MCS. And generally, as you know, you referred to, it's good for installers to see the growth of the scheme through the likes of the data dashboard. I think we had 1,400 members get MCS certified last year, and also a record year for total installations through the scheme. So there is kind of that growth, and that will give kind of a new entrant to the market kind of reassurance that if they're going to invest in skills and training within the business, that it will be worthwhile.
Yeah, exactly what you've said correlates in terms of the business numbers that we see. We saw record amounts going through for PV and battery training probably 18 months ago, and it has slightly tailed, but still it's one of the most popular courses. One interesting thing to pick up on what you said there is the heat pump installs been slightly less in terms of outside of the boiler upgrade scheme. We've been offering the heat training grant through government funding, and I think we're just coming towards the end of phase two now. And phase one, I think we trained and upskilled over 120 candidates into that. And we've got an option for them to join the scheme straight away for heat pumps. We didn't quite see the levels of interest in joining the scheme after completing and passing the training. Mm. Whether we've forecasted this right or not, we probably think that there's maybe a little bit of consumer confidence in the longevity of doing the installs. They're gearing themselves up, so to speak, to be ready for when it really takes off. Is that something that you've seen as well?
Yeah, I mean, I when we talk to installers, we're getting the same message. You know, the heat pump market is growing, but not at the same rate and from a lower base. And I think it's a different skill set to fitting solar. And people you're training could be joining businesses that are already MCS certified and adding to the workforce. So I think what was interesting from last year is that more MCS certified installers were active on the scheme. So they weren't just getting the badge, they were actually doing work. So with the government signalling that heat pumps is the future, and we're expecting announcements this year around hydrogen for domestic heating, which we think is a bit of a nonsense, really. So that commitment, that policy commitment to heat pumps as the way we heat our homes, and absolutely future homes, so all new build will be heat pump heated. I think that sort of creates a halo effect. So if your new build is heat pumps, when you're trying to sell your old home, you know, you're retrofitting it for heat pumps. So I think the market is it's about 10 years behind solar heat pumps. So, but we will see those sort of step changes, certainly with government support. And everything we hear is that support is going to be there.
Yeah, I think demand at the moment is the biggie. We're not hearing kind of any issues from like a production side. You know, there are a lot of installers coming in. I think it's just having that consumer demand to kind of really push the installs through.
It all sounds very positive, and I hate to throw in a bit of a negative.
Go for it.
You did mention President Trump earlier. So Trump's obviously pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement. There are various politicians who don't seem to agree with net zero and some of the plans going forward. What advice would you give to installers looking to get involved in solar PV and heat pumps? Do you think there is a, despite those sort of noises, there is a very positive future for them and opportunities out there for them to take?
Yeah, absolutely there is. I mean, we're not politicians, but my sense of it is, but we interact with politicians a lot. MCS used to be part of government, so we enjoy a very close relationship with the policy makers. I think you judge people by their deeds, don't you? The Secretary of State is intimately involved in something called the Solar Roadmap. So there is a group, and I'm privileged to sit on it. It's called the Solar Task Force, and it's policymakers working with industry. The Solar Roadmap will be published in the next few months, and that makes a commitment to 70 gigawatts of solar by 2035. A lot of that is on people's homes. A lot of it is sort of below 4 kilowatt, 5 kilowatt. So the roadmap is the government saying to industry, solar is the way we're going and we're going to back solar. And that creates a level of, there's some activities in there in terms of policy initiatives and what the industry can do to inspire more people to get into the solar market. So 70 gigawatts, to give you an idea, we're about 17 gigawatts, and that's solar farms as well as domestic rooftop solar. But rooftop solar under MCS, we're adding about 1 gigawatt of capacity a year. And rooftop is where there is a lot of focus. So I think I'm right in saying about 7% of UK roofs, homes, have got benefit from solar. So the government ambition is a solar revolution. Yeah. So, I mean, that is going to be backed by government policy and will be in the Future Home Standard. So absolutely an opportunity for qualified electricians who are with NAPIT today to think about adding MCS solar PV and energy storage battery to their scope. I would urge you to do that. And I'd urge you to do that quite soon because of the government announcement. And then, of course, there's all the other initiatives like the boiler upgrade scheme that are helping with heat pumps. And the government's pumping more money into that because politicians like to back a winner. Mm-hmm. And the boiler upgrade scheme at £7,500 now per home. And I've had a heat pump and I've taken advantage of that. £7,500 is a fair chunk of money. I mean, we always want more, but actually that shows a real commitment by the government, the previous government, and this one, to help the industry grow around heat pumps. So now's the time to be into renewables.
Yeah, and I know there's 600,000 heat pumps by 2028 or whatever the target was that the Conservative government brought in. I think that possibly knocked confidence a bit because, yeah, you know, we can celebrate that it's record year for heat pumps year on year, but obviously we still are kind of quite away from that. But, you know, tying into all the things that Labour government want to do with, like, the Warm Homes Plan and bringing in new initiatives, hopefully that will help build consumer confidence more and more.
We've still got a legally binding target in the UK to hit net zero by 2050. I think a politician would tell you that the economic growth can work hand in hand with our adoption of renewable energy and decarbonisation. They're not either or, which seems to be the position over in the States now. So I think we can show leadership, and we are showing leadership as a country in terms of decarbonising the grid and making our electricity ever more greener, which is why heat pumps are a great solution for homes.
I think that's the discussions we're having with politicians, is stressing the growth opportunities for our members,
yes,
so they can take advantage of the opportunities for those policy areas, which is also having a knock-on effect in helping to reach those targets. So it's a no-brainer as far as the discussions I'm having, is, you know, growth, helping our members, but also helping with the net zero targets as well.
Your members, as business owners, want certainty, don't they? Policy certainty. The worst thing we can do is go back to the days of what was called the solar coaster under the feed-in tariff, where there were changes and, you know, creating peaks and troughs in demand. So, you know, what's happening with solar now is it's a more consistent. Actually, I'm quite pleased that there hasn't been another surge of growth that we saw in 2023, in 2024. It's still growing, but it's starting to level out. So there is that demand there, and it's steady. And that's what businesses need, don't they, to survive.
It is,
versus boom and bust.
And I think just to refer back to the Green Home Grants vouchers of a few years ago, whilst it provided a lot of work very quickly for a lot of people, didn't it? But it was short-lived. And I agree, something with more longevity is going to provide much more consumer confidence, and it's going to make people sort of transition and grow a business that they know is going to have legs for 5 or 10 years, not just a 6 month gold rush.
Totally right.
Yeah, it's also important to acknowledge some of the other technologies. You know, there's a broad range of micro generation. Small wind turbine through the scheme took a hit for probably the last decade. You know, wider issues in the market to do with planning and such. But recently we just got our first WINS product certified in over 4 years, and that market's starting to open up a bit more, and the manufacturer that achieved that was really advocating for the benefits of small WINS, you know, pairing that with the likes of solar PV. I know NAPIT offer WINS certification, you know, for your installer base, so it'd be interesting to see what happens with the growth of that technology. And I think, again, from the government side, it's good to kind of raise awareness of small WINS in comparison to, you know, the huge WINS turbines that you see offshore. You know, there's differences and benefits there.
That's right. It.
Yeah, brilliant. It's we've touched on quite a lot of things over the last few conversations, haven't we? So back to the scheme, where it's at right now, if you could summarise that for us, and that'd be part of the closing gambit, but also if there was one piece of advice you'd give to NAPIT installers right now, what would that be?
What a great question.
Alex
will answer that.
In the simplest way possible, scheme documents are out there now. There's new requirements from an installer perspective. Read those documents, get to grips with what's in those documents, and start to kind of prepare. Keep in the loop with kind of the comms that MCS will release, as well as NAPIT. And I think from the kind of advice side, I would probably say, you know, with your customers, just communicate the benefits of kind of being MCS certified, and kind of really get across the importance of having that quality mark on your home.
Great answer. I'm tempted to
anything else? Follow
that? Yes, in Alex we believe. So there's no rush, and start as NAPIT contact installers to introduce the new scheme. That's really the time you do need to understand the requirements of the new scheme. But we'd emphasise that the technical requirements, which we call the technical truths, the actual technical installation standards have not changed. So the way you fit and you deliver quality has not changed. It's more the way the scheme works with you to protect consumers, how you're assessed. Those are the things that change onto the new MCS. But of course, we're really excited because it does respond to all the feedback we've been having from installers over the years.
Great stuff. Well, thanks ever so much for coming in and chatting to us today. It's going to be a busy year in 2025, isn't it?
It certainly is.
We're pleased to have you again with us at the NAPIT Expo. So as the scheme progresses throughout the year, we're going to be in 6 locations speaking to the members, and we'll be updating as we go. So really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.